Let's honor the Lord, and if you are physically able, please rise up as we read the scriptures today in Matthew 21, from verse 1 all the way up to verse 17, Matthew 21. Matthew 21, we're going to start with the first verse. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." Look at verse 4. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, and that's found in Zechariah, found in the Old Testament. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna." The word Hosanna means "save now." "Hosanna to the Son of David." "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." "Hosanna in the highest." What's the meaning of Hosanna? "Save now." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple area, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants you have perfected or ordained praise." And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you because you are the bread of life. You satisfy the hunger in our hearts that the world cannot do. Jesus, you are the Word of God. You have the words of life. You declared this yourself. And so, Lord, for all of us gathered this afternoon here in this place, we honor you, Jesus, and we thank you for loving us so much. As our shepherd, you're going to feed our souls. Lord, some of us, probably, Lord, there's this longing in our hearts. We've tried so many things, God. We tried the things of this world. And Lord, we ended up not being satisfied. But Lord, one thing about you, God, it was shared earlier. You are the God of more than enough. You are not just the God who is mindful of our physical and material needs. You go beyond that. That Lord, when you reveal yourself to us through the work of your Spirit, we're going to leave this place filled with the love of God and the power of God, touched by you, receiving a revelation from your Holy Spirit that would change our hearts forever. And that, Lord, may the end result of it is that, Lord, we will be like what was said earlier, knowing that we were called and now part of the royal priesthood. That, God, we will be one among those, oh God, who know what it means to bless your name and to give you the highest praise that you deserve, Lord Jesus. And so, God, thank you. Thank you. We honor you, Holy Spirit, as we recognize that you are our teacher and our guide. You would just give understanding upon the minds and hearts of everyone, all of us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. You know, the world has a way of giving special treatment to important people. You know, Hollywood has its way. They would roll out the red carpet. Or even when a president or a king or a queen would visit another country, as soon as that, you know, official would step out of the plane, the carpet is already rolled out. The red carpet is rolled out for them. Now, this Sunday, as you and I would revisit once more this account from the Word of God, what Palm Sunday is all about. I remember growing up back home in the Philippines, I think I would always share this, you know, probably some of you would also have memories about what Palm Sunday is before I came to know Jesus as my Savior and Lord, bago ako na born again. How many of you would go to the churches and there would be so many people outside the church selling palaspas, right? Anyone? You have memories? Sister Shea, you have memories like that? Yeah. And, you know, people would just buy them right there in front. So at the end of the service, you know, the priest would just, people would just stand up and start waving that and then sprinkle the holy water. And some, as soon as they get home, because my mom, she comes from Taguig, Rizal. So during Holy Week, you know, there would be like traditions that people would, they would have ways of observing Holy Week. And I noticed that there's so many houses in my mom's hometown, yung pong mga bintana nila, you know, yung mga bintanang malapad, yung mga kapis, may, when they bring home the palaspas, talagang inilalagay sa doorpost or sa bintana para daw ma-drive away ang evil spirits, right? They bring home thinking that there's power in the palm leaves as they would post them. See, but the thing is, it's the Word of God that tells us, ano ba yung may power ba yung palm leaves? Wala po eh. There's power in Christ Himself, in the person of Jesus. And so, we were led sa ating worship today, and we are reminded that there's power in the name of the Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So now, here in this account, sa Gospel of Matthew, we read na, actually it's called the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. And the Bible scholars say it's triumphant because we're going to find out what that means. Bakit to, pag, ano sa Tagalog ng triumphant? Yun, there we go. Matagumpay. May victory. And yet, we are reminded that at this time, it's 1 week before the crucifixion. So, a lot of people, kasi merong mga nasa isip na how God would save them when they were crying, Hosanna to the Son of David, and they were crying to Jesus, save us, dahil they were being oppressed by the Roman Empire. Now, when you and I would look at all the details, di ba, ano pang natatandaan nyo when we were reading this? There may details na Jesus gave instructions to two of his disciples to do what? To go to a place and get a donkey, no? Of all things, na bakit inang inutos, ipapasok siya sa Jerusalem to make a public declaration that he is king and he is the Messiah. Well, the Word of God tells us what signifies that, anong importance noon. Sabi dyan sa verse 4, Jesus did all this to fulfill what was prophesied hundreds of years ago. And in prophecy, it's a foretelling of what's going to happen in the future. Okay? We have to remember na ang Word of God may prophetic in nature. And what's amazing is all the details, up to the last detail, ay nangyari. So, what does that tell us? That the Word of God is true. Pag sinabi ng Word of God, asahan ho natin, let's just expect that it will come to pass. It will happen. And all of us need that type of encouragement and reminder. Kasi we are a bunch of folks na impatient. We want things done right away. But here, we're going to see na in everything that the Lord does, laging meaning ang timing niya. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, do you know that yung time hong yun, there were so many people that converged in the city of Jerusalem. Ang dami yung religious folks. So the Lord knew what he was doing. But what's amazing is, tayo pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, wag ho natin i-chop. Hindi ho pork chop ha. Wag ho natin parang sinesegregate certain portions. Maganda ho minsan binabasa yung the whole, kabuuan. Yung sinasabing, let us not take the word out of context. Meaning to say, maaaring pag may nakita tayong isang verse, oh, ganda pakinggan, pero hindi natin nakikita yung connecting verses that would correlate to what is being said. Do you follow? So, what's amazing is, Jesus is about to declare that He is King, He is the Messiah, so He's an important person. And yet, how many of you know of some people na pag may position of authority, parang binabaliwala ang ordinary people? Have you met people like that? Oh, dahil bossing sila eh. Ang dating sa'yo, in my workplace, you know, for some of you who are working, probably you have met some bosses like that. You know, I'm so blessed to be working in a company na very humble ho yung mga may-ari. There's so, you know, pag yung uwi na ho, they would even say thank you to you. You know, I have a walker with me now when I go to work, and I met one of the owners at the parking lot, and his hands were full, dahil dala niya yung kanyang attache case and all that. Tapos sabi niya, Muna, do you need help with this? He offered. He was about to put down all of his, and I told him, no, it's okay. This is part of my workout every day. But the gesture of him, excuse me, he's not the director, he's the owner. There was one time when I got back from my surgery and I was gone for a long time. The executive offices of the owners, they're on the fourth floor and I'm on the third floor. When he found out that I went back to work, he personally went down to the third floor and gave me a hug. Welcome back, Monet. It's good to see you. We say, wow, right? Ang reaction natin, wow, humbled. I was so humbled that he came personally to say, welcome back, Monet. But here, we see the Word of God tells us the heart of Christ. He was about to make a public declaration that He is the Savior, the Messiah. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And yet, mapapansin niyo, He was on His way to Jerusalem and He met two guys. He met two blind beggars. Of all people, beggar na, blind pa. But yeah, the mission of the Lord Jesus as He was on His way to Jerusalem was to do an important mission, and that is to die on the cross, because that is the plan of salvation for God, for Jesus to accomplish. So, pag yung minsan meron tayong important na mission, di ba? Minsan parang we're so focused on doing that. But yet, here we see the picture of our Lord Jesus that in spite of Him on His way to a very important mission that would save mankind, pero took the time to minister to these two blind beggars. Isn't that wonderful about the Lord? So please know na the Lord is never busy and never not concerned about what's going on in your life and mine. He knows every detail of what's going on right now. And because He is God who is all-knowing. Kaya si David as a psalmist, have you encountered that in the book of Psalm? Lord, I'm so amazed. You created the heaven and earth. When I look at the moon and the stars, and yet, what is it in man that you are mindful of? Alam niyo ba yung word na mindful? When you describe a person who's mindful, yung lahat ng need, concern mo, alam niya, hindi lang alam, and then would take care of it. God is mindful of you and me. Please know that. That's our Lord. He's a loving God. Hallelujah. Never busy. Never too busy. In fact, you know, I have a coworker when I would share to her about the Lord, and she said, you know, the Lord has more important things to take care of. Hindi ko na ibibigay sa kanya yung problema ko. That's a wrong concept about God. The Lord is never busy. In fact, can you imagine that He made it so easy for us to have access to His presence? How? By the blood of Jesus. Binago na yung pattern. No more yung katulad sa Old Testament na they would kill bulls and goats and lamb. Now, only through the blood of Jesus that the veil was torn. Kinanta ho natin yan sa song. Ano sabi dito? The veil was torn before Him. Remember yung veil sa temple? When Jesus died on the cross, from top to bottom, the veil that was separating the people para makaaccess sa presence ni God, napunit ho yun. And that's the indication that Jesus accomplished it for us. When at times, down ho tayo dahil lahat naman ho tayo, all of us may pagkukulang. We all fail God. Yun naman sabi ho sa word of, everyone has fallen short of God's glory, right? And in spite of that, the Lord knows that. Kaya He made a way para tayo makaka-approach sa Kanya. May direct and easy access into the presence of God. How? Through the blood of Jesus. Amen! Glory to God! Hallelujah! And so let's continue with what is being shown here sa atin sa Matthew 21. Why colt? Why donkey? Why? You know, you would think pag yung general sa Rome, pag sinabing you're a general, ano yung animal that they're riding on? A horse. Pero here, right at this particular moment, bakit niya pinili yun? You know why? There is an importance to that. It's, we are being introduced to how Jesus is. He is proclaiming that He is King, but the manner that He chose to enter the city of Jerusalem, yung kasi yung mga donkey ho, alam niyo ba na pag yun mga poor people lang ho ang sumasakay dyan. In fact, it's a beast of burden. Lalagay nila yung mga gamit nila. You know, if they would go to the market, doon nila ilalagay sa donkey. And so what Jesus is telling us is He is gentle and lowly and humble. Triumphant entry to Jerusalem, meaning to say that He triumph of humility over pride. The picture of our Lord Jesus, sabi niya dun sa Matthew 20, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. That's why nagbigay ho siya ng example to His disciples na He took the time to minister to those two blind beggars. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to that. So, one indication, ano yung purpose ng cult? It's to signify that our God, He is a God who is humble. So He was triumphant over pride. Ano pa yun? Yung triumph over simplicity, over yung affluence, yung pomp, P-O-M-P, pompous. Di ba ang world para sabihin na, you know, I'm rich. They would yes, thank you so much. Just show off. Show off. They would flaunt. And social media, you know, they would use that to flaunt what they have. What they have. But si Lord ho, iba ho siya. And He's our example as far as simplicity. I remember when I was working back home in the Philippines sa SGV ho, I have a co-worker. We got to be very close. Napaka-simple. When you would look at her, very simple. So when you look at her, hindi mo isiping, kasi nung in-invite niya kami sa bahay niya, uy, my goodness, parang yung Forbes. Nung nagulat kami, ay, doon siya nakatira? And by looking at her, the way she would dress up herself, no inkling, no indication at all that that's how she's, may simplicity. May simplicity. And that's how the Lord is. Pero alam niyo, the day is coming that that would change. There would be a display of the royalty of our Lord Jesus and splendor. Amen. He may triumph over meekness and gentleness over rage. Diba, yung iba para paalam sa kanila, to everyone that I'm a person of authority, ginagamit yung tigasin ako. And even with how yung the way they speak, dadaanin sa lakas ng voice, parang Mufasa. I am reminded of a story. Sino ang king of the jungle? Anong animal ang king of the jungle? Oh, no, lion. Sige, lion. Very good. So yung lion, so he wants everyone in the forest to know that he's the king of the jungle. So he comes, pum, boom, rawr, when he saw that rabbit and said to the rabbit, who is the king of the jungle? You are King Leo. King Leo tawag sa kanya. Pom, pom, pom. Tapos nakakita na naman ang giraffe, ang taas-taas ang giraffe. Rawr, growled again. Said to the giraffe, who is the king of the jungle? And the giraffe, taas-taas, nagbend pa. You are king. Eto na. Pom, pom, pom. Eto na yung big elephant. Hey, who is the king of the jungle? And growled. Yung elephant, walang kibo, no? Walang, di kumikibo. Again, I say, who is the king of the jungle? And growled. Wala pa rin kibo yung elephant until tumaas yung trunk. Tapos mayama, pinalaputan siya, kinoil siya. Nilampaso siya. Pom, 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 pom. Binagsak siya sa ground. Sabi nung lion, sobra naman. Why are you so mad? Just because you don't know the answer. some people would sobra naman, di mo lang alam ang sagot. Binalabig. When God would exaltation comes from God. Joseph was mentioned earlier in the giving. He is a remarkable man. Napakaganda ho ng story ni Joseph because he exemplified humility and submission. Pero the Word of God tells us na wherever he went, kung sino man yung saan siya nagtatrabaho, lagi siyang ine-excel at pinipromote God because there was such humility in him. Sabi ho sa Bible, God gives grace, more grace to whom? To the humble. To the humble. Kaya nasa winning side ho tayo. Minsan kasi we would always meet people that would like be that Mufasa approach. Mufasa, I'm king, I'm queen. But minsan kasi how you and I would react, dun ho tayo tinetest, ano? Basta ano lang, I think it's more of the work of the Spirit of God in all of us. Para we will be like Jesus na, even when he was hanging on the cross, remember that? People, oh, he said he's the Son of God. Oh, you saved others. Come on, come down, save yourself. Diba? Insulto yun, ano? And you have seen the movie The Passion of Christ. The kind of yung mga insults and they spat on him. They slapped him. They struck him. Sobra ho, diba? Eh tayo, minsan, pag may nasabi lang gano'n, react na tayo. And lahat ho tayo, including myself, there would be moments wherein we will be tested on how you and I would react when that's done to us. Pero si Lord ho, laging, nung sabi niya, when he was hanging on that cross, when all of these things were being done to him, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. It would take the help of the Holy Spirit for us really to see people the way Christ sees them. At times, alam nyo, this is not just parang psychology. This is the work of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God would even show to us yung why they behave that way. Do you know that a lot of people, pag yung they would use anger or a loud voice, at times, it's a manifestation of something that they might be afraid of. And nagmamanifest with how, yun yung mga dumadating sa buhay. A person, let's say, who has gone through rejection, abuse in the family at times, ganyan, merong anger in them. Nagmamanifest in the words. But you know what? We believe that the love of God has the power to heal even the deepest, deepest hurts in the hearts of anyone. That's the depth of God's love. That heart, once it's open to the love of God, can heal brokenness. Amen? Because only the Lord can do that in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. And yung bang, that kind of love we're in, yung sinasabing deep-seated, ibig sabihin, when you and I would be healed by God Himself, ngayon, you and I can even show that kind of love to others. Kasi, it's so hard. Please tell me if this is a true statement for all of us. It's hard to love someone who is lagging ganun, no? Or maltreating us, may verbal abuse involved, and it's hard to love back. Teka muna. Minsan, we chose to forgive one time. Okay, I forgive you. Nako, second time. Wow, teka muna, pang ilan na to ah? We count, right? We keep a record of, teka muna, too much, that's it. And then we try to build walls. But the love of God can break that wall. Can break that wall, amen? As we just ask God to heal us first. Kasi we cannot be His instruments kapag meron tayong bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness in our hearts. Let the Lord, the Spirit of God, heal us from all this. Amen. And so, let's continue. And what did the crowd do as Jesus entered Jerusalem on a colt? The crowd, look at this, a very large crowd, verse 8, spread their cloaks on the road while others cut branches from the trees. So this is like, they're acknowledging that Jesus is King. And the Lord allowed them to do that to Him, right? And so, and the crowds shouted, what? Hosanna. And we said, save now. Now, I want us to look at verse 10. Very, very important. Verse 10. When Jesus entered Jerusalem. Are you there with me? When Jesus, verse 10, entered Jerusalem, the Bible says the whole city was moved or stirred and asked, who is this? I love, in the New King James Version, it says, the whole city was moved. And do you know na yung word na yun kaya ginamit ho? Please remember, the Holy Spirit always has a reason why He would choose certain words. Yung word na moved ay ginagamit ho sa earthquake scenario. So meaning, when the whole city was moved, and ano daw ang naging result when the whole city was moved, they began to ask, who is this man? Nakat, yes, thank you so much. What that tells us is that when the presence of our Lord Jesus comes into the scene, there's a move of the Spirit of God. When the presence of God is in a place, there is this stirring in the hearts of people. We know that God has done that in your heart and mine. We acknowledge that it's the Lord that steered us to come today. It's God. Because He has thoughts about you and me, and the Spirit of God would want to reveal Jesus more and more to you and me. And so the question was, who is this? That was the result of the steering that happened in the whole city of Jerusalem. What is God steering your heart right now? He is doing that. And the question is, who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? And when that's answered, makikita ho natin yung result as we go through the account. So who is this man? And the crowds answered, that's Jesus. This is Jesus. And they just, describe Him as what? A prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Do you know that a lot of people, they don't know Jesus. They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But the acid test of one's salvation is to acknowledge that, number one, Jesus is the Son of God. He is the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is the Messiah. Thank you, Daddy. He's our Savior. No other name but the name of Jesus wherein salvation lies. No other way. Some people would tell you at times, uy, pare-pareho lang naman yung sinaserve natin. Ah. But if they're serving other gods other than Jesus, then hindi ho pareho. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No other way. When people would question, oh, you are narrow-minded daw ho tayo. Eh, si Jesus ang nagsabi nun, narrow is the gate to God. And broad is the gate to destruction. Sabi na, oh, doon na lang ako sasama, mas marami doon. Sabi, join the bandwagon, mas marami doon, doon tayo pupunta. No, no, no. Even when it, bottom line is, even when it's just you and me, we know and we declare that Jesus is the only way. If God thought of the plan, kanino bang plano to? Okay, Lord, Father God, that the plan of salvation would only come through His Son. And so, who are we to question? If you and I would really believe that the authority in all this is the Word of God, then we choose to believe what the Word of God says. Amen? And, you know, I'm going ahead of my outline. When some people would ask you, ano ba yung significance ng, ano, ng Sunday, Easter Sunday? It's not about bunnies. It's not about Easter baskets. Easter eggs. No, please. We have to even let our young parents here let children know what Easter is all about. Can I just insert this? You know, Aubrey, the youngest ng aking pamangkin, si Angela, she loves to sing. She loves to sing. And so, she, dahil medyo limited pa yung vocabulary niya, pero, okay, all right, sing. Tita, I'm gonna sing. So she would sing. She would paikot-ikot ho yan doon sa aming bahay. And then one time, she even turned on the light doon sa hallway, and then she took my mom's cane, ginawa niyang microphone. So, kanta-kanta siya. And then, my mom was even in the bathroom, and both of us heard out of her yung limited words, Jesus from heaven. Jesus died. Salip na sabing, Jesus died for our sins. Jesus died from our sins. But Jesus is in heaven. Paulit-ulit, Jesus is in heaven. Wow. So, Sunday school teachers, praise God. Praise God. Meron ho silang napupulot sa tinuturo nyo. And parents, even when you would have moments like that, that you would tell your young as they are, 3 years old, 5 years old, 3 to 4, 5, iintindihan na about the Lord. Tell them about the concept of what Easter is all about. Amen? That Jesus loves us. Amen? That He died for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, makikita ho natin yung portion dito na children were starting to praise the Lord. Let's continue. So the whole city was stirred and moved. And they asked that question, who is this man, son of man? So who is Jesus to you? Now, look at verse 12. So Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. Verse 13, it is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. The blind and the lame came to him at the temple and healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, Jesus replied. Have you never read, that's from the book of Psalms, from the lips of children and infants, you have perfected praise. What did Jesus do here? There was a cleansing that he did, and this is the second time. Some of you who were present last Wednesday, we studied John chapter 2. That was the first time that Jesus did the cleansing of a temple. Kasi anong nangyari? What did Jesus see in the temple? Katulad yung nagtitinda ng mga palaspas. yung money changers, kasi oh, we have to understand yung kind of what's going on in the temple. People from many places, from many parts of the surrounding cities, nagpupuntahan sa temple, and now they are to offer sacrifice. Now, may particular need na ibabayad dun sa bibili nilang mga doves, mga sheep, bulls and goats para for the sacrifice. So, a lot of people who are so-called business-minded ay ginawa hong opportunity ito na mag-sell. And some of them, kaya sinabi ni Jesus, you are making it a den of robbers because yung commercialist, nang dadaya ho sila. So a lot of people, they don't know the exchange rate. Pag sinabing, bigyan kitang $5, ha? Ang palitan ngayon, ha? So pasensya na, bumaba. Ganun. So they were taking advantage of yung vulnerability of the situation. Do you follow? Jesus said what the house of God should be. A house of prayer, a house of purity, a house of praise, and a house for people. Yun ho ang gusto ng Panginoon. Diba? Sabi ni Jesus, the Father is longing to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Kaya those people, when they were doing all of this, made it a lot more difficult for people to enter the temple. If, let's say, I'm poor, pag sinabi nilang ganitong exchange rate, then, oh, my money is not enough. I won't be able to buy even a dove. So that hinders them to be able to offer. With tayo po, now we come to know about our Lord. We're not here to put down any practices ng ibang churches. Let's say, oh, may dress code. Oh, kailangan wide-brimmed hat. Kailangan nakadress. No. God looks at the heart. We never want to impose any rules about that would make it difficult for people to come to church. What if I'm someone who's poor and I can't afford nice dresses and nice shoes? So that would make me magiging mahirap para sa akin mag-attend ng church, right? And so it's not about man-made rules. God is looking for hearts that are so eager to come into His presence. I want to go to church. I want to hear the word of God. Some might not be able to buy a Bible. We as a church, we give you Bibles because we know the importance of God's word. And when we give that to you, treasure it. Treasure it. We had our women's fellowship. Kami as elders, when we prayerfully considered this, did we charge you, folks? No. Because at times, when we do that, it becomes even a hindrance for some to come and be part of the event. But if your heart is blessed, you know, some people do that. I'm so blessed with this. Can I give you this? And they would just give it an offering. Then it's okay. It's okay. But never to go about and think about rules that would make it difficult for people to come to church. Amen? Glory to God for that because God is good. Hallelujah. And so now, the house of the Lord. Church is not about the building, but it's us. The Bible tells us that our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen? And so, kaya, meaning to say, when you and I are filled with the Spirit of God, something happens when you and I are steered and moved by the Spirit of God. Excited po tayong to come to church? How many of you were excited to come to church today? Amen. Naku, hindi convincing. It is really. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord today. Hallelujah. And to see you all. Na tayo, we would always say, stay connected po ha. Stay connected sa church because this is the purpose of the Lord sa atin as a church of God. Amen. So, a house of praise. We come to the Lord. Merong isang gospel song. I love to sing your praises with your people. Singing praises. I love to stand and rejoice. Lift my hands and raise my voice. Amen. Lord, gusto kong kumanta sa'yo. I want to sing for you, God. Lord, I'm excited to give my offering. Because, Lord, you've blessed me so much, and I want to be a blessing to others, God. Lord, I want to hear your word today, God. So, Lord, tulungan mo ako maging focus, God. Lord, hindi mo nakakain na masyadong marami sa breakfast para hindi ako antukin. God. No, seriously. Seriously. If having a heavy breakfast would make me fall asleep, then, Lord, sige, kakain na lang marami sa lunch. Right? So, we do those things. And, you know, when we come to God, it's like, Lord, there's something about being your presence. Ayokong ma-miss yung what you're going to say. What you're going... Lord, even in the midst of coming together in worship, do you know that the Spirit of God moves? Praise the Lord. Yes, He does. Yes, He does. Amen. And so, as we end, we read the portion that when Jesus entered Jerusalem and He was riding on a donkey, it was to fulfill a prophecy found in Zechariah 9:9. Tingnan po natin yung Zechariah, just to let you know that it's Zechariah. That's found in the Old Testament. That's after Haggai. Sabi niyo, nasan yung Haggai? Zechariah 9, verse 9. So, prophetic in nature, meaning to say, even before Jesus was born, before He was born and before He came here on earth, meron akong foretelling na i-prophesy na. Ito ang mangyayari. Are you there with me? Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. I'll give you a few more minutes. Okay, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Ang subtitle ho ng aking bahay, The Coming of Zion's King. Capital K, and Jesus is King. Okay, nandiyan na po. Okay, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your King comes to you, righteous and having what? Salvation. Lowly or gentle. And riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Napansin niyo, dalawa. Donkey and a colt. Kasi yung isa ho doon, batang-bata pang young donkey. No one has ever ridden on that donkey yet. Nasa Book of Mark yun. Kaya isinama yung mother. Kita niyo how, kasi si Jesus, alam niya, He's the creator of everything. Alam niya na mga... kakailanganin ng young donkey na sasakyan niya, yung mother, together with that donkey. Amen? Kita nyo, lahat yun, iniisip ni Lord. Because He knows everything. He knows everything. Amen? So, nakita nyo po yun? So, na-foretell sa Zechariah 9:9, and it happened. It happened right there. Now, just to tell us that whatever is written in the Bible, it's true. And so, there is a foretelling. Meron pong prophecy that is about to happen soon. Let's turn to Revelation 19. Revelation chapter 19. We're going to start with verse 11. Revelation, this is the last book of the Bible. Because here it tells us what is about to happen in the near future. And this was written by the Apostle John. Nasa Patmos ho siya, na exile siya. And on the Lord's Day, binigyan ho siya ng revelation. See, coming to church, we receive revelation from God. I want everyone to hear this. See, when you and I come to church, God would reveal things to us. A revelation that would change us forever, that would change the way we see ourselves before God, the way we see life, the way we see others. And everything comes from God, from the Lord. Now, are you there with me? Revelation 19. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called... napansin nyo sa Bible nyo, capital F and capital T, because it's the Lord Jesus. Faith, it's one of His names. So when you're worshiping the Lord, Lord, I worship You because You are faithful and true. That's His name. With justice, He judges and does what? There we go. When Jesus came for the first time, He came as a lamb, gentle and meek. But Sa second coming niya, he's going to come as a warrior. He's coming as a judge, hallelujah, and he's riding on a white horse. Whew. Look at verse 12. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. Okay, yung song, you are crowned with many crowns. Yeah. And rule all things in righteousness. Whew, hallelujah. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. Oh, yun makikita natin yun, kung ano yung name na yun, ano? And he will tell us what it is. Look at verse 13. He is dressed in a robe, dipped in blood, and his name is? His name is what? The Word of God. Kaya ho tayo, pag, when you and I are reading the Word, hindi ba ho ang ating previous Bible, we give respect. Ino-honor ho natin ang salita ng Diyos. When it's being read and being shared to us, we are honoring Him. We're giving Him that kind of importance. It's like we're rolling out the red carpet for Christ. As you and I read the Word of God, and as we are, like, you might be seated, but, you know, we give full attention to Him. Because as you and I read these verses, ano ba sabi sa Word? So Hebrews, what is the Word of God like? It's alive, powerful, sharper than any double-edged sword that pierces through the thoughts and intents of a heart. You know, over all these years in the ministry, you know, glory to God, when the Word of God is ministered, many people would approach me and it's like, you know what's going on in my life. And I didn't know, but the Word of God just spoke to their hearts. I remember there was one time when I was serving the other church. It was close to Thanksgiving holiday. And I was asked by the pastor to share the Word of God. You know, when people come through the front door, people come with many things going on. Probably something happened a day or two or a week ago. And there was this family that approached me right after the Word was ministered. And they said, God used you to speak to us. It's like when something was said during the sermon, they looked at each other. It's like, kumbaga nagulantang, right? And they said, how did you know? How did I know what? And they told me, oh, is it my time? Meron pa akong 20 minutes, oh. Okay. And then said, how did you know? And I asked, know what? And then they kind of made a simple confession. You know, we had this, not being in agreement in the family. And, you know, Thanksgiving is this coming Thursday. And we were invited by this relative of ours. And, you know, we said, let's not go. So before they came to church, they said, di tayo pupunta. Kahit in-invite tayo sa bahay nila for Thanksgiving, we're not going. But right after the service, they changed their mind. We're going. They chose to forgive. See, that's how the Word of God is. He knows what's in your heart and mind. I don't know the details. That's why I told, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But it's God speaking to you. And you know what? Our God, when He speaks to us, it's never to put us down. But He wants us, whether it's a rebuke from the Word, whether it's like it would tell us, oh, you're nurturing this ill feeling towards someone. And then He would point that out to us so that we may make the adjustment in our heart. Number one, to decide to forgive. And whether, you know, what happened to that family, they decided to say, yes, we're going to the party. This coming Thanksgiving. Why? Because our God is always after pursuing peace with one another. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, Jesus is the Word of God. Look at verse 14. The armies of heaven were following Him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Who is this? No, wait. The armies. The saints. We are. The church of God. We are the army of God. Last Sunday we were talking about this. God speaks to His army. He's speaking to us today. And God is going to use us. You know, yesterday we had a group that ministered to a family in Glendale. That's the army of God moving along. We celebrated Sister Rina's birthday and sa bahay po nila, Sister Emma. And then, you know what? There was a gardener. And sino ba yung mayroong t-shirt na may Jesus? Sino ba? Oh, yeah, the guitar. So because Brother Toto brought his guitar. And that Latino gardener saw the guitar. Oh, Jesus! He was so excited when he saw the name Jesus. And he said, he healed me. It turned out he's a Christian. He said he had a stroke. And look at him now. He's healed because of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's everywhere you and I go that we, when we have the life of Christ in us, when we hear of someone who's sick, we go and minister. We pray for them. Hallelujah. If we hear of someone who's, kaya pag yung, let's say, meron ho tayong, we would meet people that would need prayers, oh, tawagin natin si pastor, eh, pag hindi ako available, kayo pumunta. Because we bear the name of Christ. Your faith in that name, as we call out on the name of our Lord Jesus, the authority, yes, the authority He has given you and me. Simple prayer, may sakit, hindi naman kailangan pagkahaba-haba. Lord, sabi mo, as we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. So Lord, I pray for, and you say the name, puntahan nyo. I have many stories that I've shared with you so many times about when the Lord spoke na puntahan nyo. And I've seen God's healing power from cancer. Oh my gosh. And no, they're still alive. Hallelujah. Praise God. And hindi lamang physical healing, but spiritual healing came upon their lives. Amen. So we are the army of God. God is speaking to us. And so that's why you and I need to really see Jesus for who He is. Now, let's continue. Verse 15. Out of His mouth, whose mouth? The mouth of our Lord Jesus, comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. When we talk about the wrath of God, it's not for the believers. We are not subject to wrath. Because when you and I have Jesus as our Savior, eh, hindi ho tayo kasama dun sa wrath of God. I think I mentioned this to so many times. The world has an approach as far as what they're going to do on Judgment Day. They have built condominiums under the earth. Bunker style. Oh, pag may nuclear war, dito tayo magtatago, but it's gonna cost you these millions of dollars. But the Bible says no one can escape the wrath of God. How do we prepare for Judgment Day? We ask ourselves, do you have a relationship with Christ? Do you have Jesus in your heart, in your life? Pag meron, hallelujah! So we get excited about the second coming of the Lord. Pero meron pa ho tayong dapat gawin, and that is to share Jesus to so many more who needs Him. Amen. And as we end, look at verse 16. On His robe and on His thigh, He has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's all stand up in the presence of our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's bless His holy name. Oh, we worship You, Lord Jesus. We lift up Your name on high. You're worthy of our praise, oh God. Thank You, Lord. Let's just thank the Lord for His word. Thank You for Your word, Lord Jesus. Lord, on this Palm Sunday, we thank You for the privilege You've given us that we as a church can come together and honor You, Jesus. You are our Savior. And Lord, we thank You, God, for reminding us in that story in Matthew 21. When You entered the city of Jerusalem, the whole city was moved. And we know, Lord, that You are here in our midst. that when your presence is right here among us, your Spirit, Lord Jesus, moves our hearts. Holy Spirit of God, we honor you. You are the one who gives us the revelation and understanding from the Word of God. You allow us to see Jesus for who he is. He came as a Son of Man, but Lord, the Word of God reminds us that he had a mission to fulfill. That's why he came and dwelt among us. The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. You died on that cross that we may have the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you, Lord, that it takes the work of your Spirit for us to respond the right way when the Word of God is ministered to us. May we, like you, come humbly before your presence, Lord Jesus. And God, acknowledge that, God, without you, Lord, we cannot be saved from our sins. So if there's anyone among us who would want to make things right with the Lord today, let's humble ourselves before him and just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I thank you for the blood that you shed on that cross, that I'm cleansed and made righteous before the eyes of God. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And Lord, from this day on, guide me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the desire to know you more, to read your word, that you may reveal yourself to me through your Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, today, I honor you. I give you the highest praise that is due you, because you are Lord of Lords. You are my Savior. Hallelujah. And you're coming back for us. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that there's power in your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. What a beautiful name, the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Sister Sally, come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
How good you are. Let's just sing his name. How good you are. Death could not hold you. The veil torn before you, you silenced the bones of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, take your rightful place in our lives. That, Lord, no longer this will be just a lip service among us. But when we mention your name, Lord Jesus, there's a manifestation of your power, of your glory, and your love, O God. The demons flee at the mere mention of your name, because all authority has been given to you, Lord Jesus, in heaven and here on earth. The day is coming that people will see you riding on that white horse, a full display of your splendor and glory, O God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you that you are preparing us for that great event. A powerful event that is about to unfold, God. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for the work of your Holy Spirit to strengthen us as an army of God. Yes. Lord, you know where we're at in our walk with you. But we are so thankful that we are not alone in our spiritual journey, God, that you're here for us. You have promised us that you will be with us until the end of the age, God. And so, Heavenly Father, our prayers that, Lord, may we be a people of praise.
Amen. Amen.
May we be a people of prayer, God.
Yes.
May we be a people, O God, who has love for the lost, God.
Amen.
May we be a people, O God, knowing that there's power in that name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That God, even in our praying, that Lord, we will invoke your name in every prayer request, O God. That, Lord, you would display your power, your love, and your glory, O God.
Yes,
Lord. So, Lord, thank you for touching everyone gathered today, Lord, in this place. This Palm Sunday, we give you the highest praise that is due you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that every time we come together as a church, we're going to roll out the red carpet for you, Jesus. Because you are Lord of lords and King of kings. You are the Word of God. Our faithful and true God and our soon coming King.
Amen.
We thank you for just encouraging your people to keep on praying, to keep on praising the name of our Lord, because we know that there's power
Hallelujah.
In that holy name of our Lord
Amen.
Jesus. And even as we commit to you the remainder of this day, our time of fellowship, the meal we are to partake together, we recognize that all of these things come from you alone, O God. And Lord, O God, we pray that, Lord, you would use us and anoint us, O God, through the work of your Spirit, Lord God, to declare high praises for our Lord Jesus, that, Lord, O God, as we bear your name, that, Lord, you would lead us to people who need Jesus in their lives, O God. Thank you for blessing us all today. We give you the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's continue to worship the Lord. Sister Sally, can you just
praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let's sing that song, "For the Lord is my power."